Track 3. Hi, Fiona. How is it going? Haven't seen you lately. I guess you must have been pretty busy with all those upcoming exams. By the way, isn't that Pam's bike over there? I wonder what she's doing here at this time.
Slow down, Martin. These are far too many questions for a nice boy like you. Yes, I had to work hard for my exams, you know. It's all about that you lose if you snooze stuff. My parents can be pretty pushy, and I want to go to college next autumn.
I see. And what about Pam?
Oh, Pam, right. I expect she will be at the newsagent's to buy some ciggies. Well, what do you think, Judy?
Nonsense, Fiona. I know Pam. I'm sure she's meeting her boyfriend, Tom, who lives above the newsagent's.
Pam's got a boyfriend? I didn't know that.
You aren't jealous, are you?
You have always fancied her, haven't you, Martin? But let me assure you, Pam and Tom learn German together.
Really? I didn't know that Tom does German as a major subject.
Well, it could also be maths.
That's it. There you go. It's maths. You are right, Judy, as usual.
And actually, by the way, Pam doesn't smoke. She hates people who smoke. She told me so the other day.
Well, never mind. She also told me a few weeks ago that she hated Tom.
Are you sure that you aren't jealous?
I'm positive. I'm just trying to tell you that people can change.
They can, indeed. You kept on telling me that you couldn't stand teenagers who smoke. And guess what I saw the other day?
Oh, come on, Fiona. Be quiet, will you? Quick, look. It's Pam and Tom. Where are they going now?
I don't care. I suppose Tom will want to have lunch at Pam's. And after that, he will propose to Pam and they will marry and live happily ever after.
And who is being jealous now?